let's switch now to maybe our greatest athlete in the making, Katrina Johnson-Thompson.
So we are just a few years removed from the London Olympics and very close indeed to hopefully recapturing some of that spirit with the World Championships coming to our nation's capital in August. But new research released on Wednesday, the 5th of April, has revealed the UK's attitude to both exercise and indeed hydration. It's revealed that many of us are keen to train just like the top athletes that we witness at that Olympic level, but so many just don't know where to look for maybe more interesting workouts. And many others indeed also go on to say they've got no experts to ask for help. It's apparent that hydration is another topic of concern, as many of us admit to simply not understanding the importance of hydration when it comes to exercise. Taking inspiration from her heptathlon training, Olympian Katrina Johnson-Thompson and Britta have created a workout that's going to challenge and improve your body and teach you the importance of, and most importantly, when you should be hydrating. We're joined on the line now by Katrina Johnson-Thompson. Good morning. How are you today?
Morning. Yeah, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Hey, doing really well. Really appreciate you taking a moment to speak with us today. Katrina, got to ask initially, research from Britta has come out. Can you reveal to us, can you explain, what are some of the mistakes people around St. Albans are making when it comes to that exercise regime?
Yeah, a lot of people are... A lot of people feel like the current routine doesn't challenge them. I think 68% of people have got... The body has got used to the routine, and 44% of people just never change the routine at all, which find like the people are just like getting used to like going out and going to the gym or going on the treadmill and just doing that 30-minute exercise and, you know, feeling like, okay, I've done my exercise, that's box ticked. Where, you know, as a heptathlete, I think it's very easy for me to, you know, switch up from event to event, and I never actually get bored of doing the routine. So it's just like I'm here to promote, I partner with Britta to develop a workout which challenges the body in several different ways. Obviously inspired by my heptathlon training, and it's inspired people to switch up their routine as well.
So making those changes is so crucial, so you're not just going through the same old routine. Is that the nuts and bolts of it, Katrina?
Yeah, basically it's not doing the same thing, because your body adapts very quickly, and I find that with my train, and my routines and train regimes get switched up weekly. It's not so much I can't switch the technical events I have to do, but definitely the running sessions and the gym sessions, it gets changed almost like every Tuesday, so for sure. And I think people find exercise, they lose motivation to go and exercise as well. They can switch up the sports. I always tell young people when they ask me for advice or what event you think I should do, to do the heptathlon, so they can see if they, you know, natural sprinters or throwers or jumpers. And I think a lot of people just see exercise as, okay, I'm just going to go out for a 30-minute jog, when they could, you know, do different sports like hiking or cycling, or, you know, it's a lot of things to do out there. And I think people, you know, just get used to, you know, getting in the same routine, like work, exercise, done, box ticked, when, you know, it's a wide range of things you can do.
You mentioned that figure of 68% who are falling into this trap of basically just going through the same old routine. Does that reflect directly onto St. Albans and the surrounding area, or are we very much in line with that here?
Yeah, it definitely reflects on... St. Albans is 67% of people believe that the body have got used to the current exercise, and 47% of people never change their exercise routine. So yeah, it's a little bit over.
Gotcha. So obviously not everybody can be an elite athlete like yourself, Katrina. What would your advice be to the average Joe to have a fitness regime that's going to at least maximise their potential?
Yeah, so my piece of advice would be sure to hydrate properly. I think results can be compromised when you're not hydrating properly. So basically, like your recovery, your fatigue level. A lot of people don't know when to hydrate. Like they leave it until they feel thirsty before they have a drink, which is, you know, not the best. It's not great at all. So one of the things I'd recommend is, you know, the Brita Go bottle. It's fill and go, and yeah, gotcha. You can get it from the tap, which is important for me now that I live in France. It's probably can't drink tap water there. So yeah, it's just super easy, and you need to make sure that your body gets that hydration in.
So again, excellent kind of link there with Britta, and the importance of staying hydrated. In terms of motivation, what would your advice be to people who are maybe in these ruts or these same cycle of routine, like you mentioned, just ticking boxes? How can we all keep motivated when we are trying to maximise our own athletic potential, whatever that might be?
I feel like each to their own, but how I stay motivated is just having that goal at the forefront of your brain. So when I'm, you know, when I'm tired, or, you know, from the session before, or don't feel like, you know, it's bad weather, I don't really want to do this session, I always think, what am I doing this for? Like, my goal is obviously different to other people's. I want to win a medal at a certain event, but yeah, whether their goal is, you know, to lose weight, to gain fitness, you just need to make sure that that goal is set there. Like, put reminders, you know, maybe on your fridge, like by your bed as soon as you get up. And yeah, I feel like the thought of doing things also is much worse than actually doing them. So just think about how good you'll feel after you've done it.
You know what, you make a really good point. We were lucky recently to be speaking to Sophie Hitchin, a bronze medalist back in Rio. And she was talking very much about this power of visualization. With the World Championships coming up in August in our nation's capital again, is your visualization, is your utter focus, it's got to be on a medal this time around, Katerina, would you say?
Yeah, for sure. And I like to sort of imagine myself in that stadium. You know, it's luckily for us than British athletes, the stadium of, you know, it's became very familiar for us, so I think it's definitely helps. And, you know, you've got to keep positive and, you know, have confidence in yourself that you will be able to do that. And I think that's what I'm going to try and do this year, just, you know, have confidence in my ability.
I think you really must. It's such a key thing. You truly exude that power. But just coming back to your own point on that, back to 2013, the last World Championships, you placed fifth, only 28 points away from actually claiming that medal. You actually on record saying you regretted pitching your ambition at eighth. So I guess, again, it's to set yourself to the best target possible, right?
Yeah, for sure. And I remember that vividly. It was, you know, the year after the Olympics, and I was, you know, that the Olympics was my first senior international, so going into the next World Championships, I was like, oh, you know, the next step up will be good to get, you know, maybe, you know, top 10. And towards, like, it revealed throughout the weekend that, you know, I probably could have medalled that week if I had a little bit more belief. So, yeah, people, yeah, don't know what they're capable of, so definitely it's something that's important to me.
I think, no doubt about it, your capabilities are right to the top. But coming just back to, the layman, the average Joe, to use that phrase again, there's a big event coming up in London, Finsbury Park, I think, also Britta sponsored. How can people get involved in that, and what's it all about?
Yeah, so it's basically what I've teamed up with Britta to do. It's the Switch 7 workout, which has been designed by Britta, you know, to encourage people to switch up the routine, and I'll be there, and yeah, it's going to be good. So I encourage people to go to either the Britta Facebook page or joinrabble.com, and yeah, it'll be an exciting day.
So lots of people kind of in and around that area would be excited to see you go through that and learn more about these seven different techniques. That's the Britta event, Finsbury Park, April 29th. Again, please, Katerina, where can we go to gather more information on this?
Joinrabble.com or the Britta Facebook page.
Katerina, really want to thank you very much indeed for your time today. Enjoy the rest of your day. And from us here at Forum Sport, wishing you all the best as you visualise, I hope, nothing less than gold in a few months' time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
No star too big, no sport too small. It's all here for you in Verulam Sport.